Many have considered the apparitions in Garabandal, which occurred in 1962, to be the continuation from the apparitions at Fatima. At Fatima, the Blessed Mother stressed about the sins of humanity and how a rosary needs to be propagated. At Garabandal, the Blessed Mother talked about a coming chastisement if men do not amend their lives. At Fatima, the Blessed Mother appeared as Our Lady of Mount Carmel on the last apparition on October the 13th, 1917. At Garabandal, Our Lady appeared entirely as Our Lady of Mount Carmel. There is an overall confusion regarding the Church's position on Garabandal. The girls themselves predicted that the message of Garabandal would find difficulty in being accepted. But I believe that the Church will eventually approve this apparition after the prophesied great miracle occurs. At Fatima, no one believed the three shepherd children when they told everyone in the town that the Virgin Mary had been appearing to them. It was only after the miracle of the sun that 70,000 people right then and there believed. The Roman Catholic Church officially recognized the Fatima events as worthy of belief in 1930. I believe the apparitions in Garabandal will be following in the same footsteps. One of the prophecies of Our Lady of Garabandal concerning the miracle is that the Holy Father will see it from wherever he is at the time. Conchita has clearly said that Our Lady had promised a great miracle in Garabandal, so that all may believe the apparitions and be obedient to the message. As the punishment which we deserve for the sins of the world is great, the miracle must also be a great one, for the world needs it. It will occur on a Thursday, on the feast day of a saint devoted to the Eucharist, at 8:30 in the evening, and will last for about 1/4 of an hour. It will also coincide with a great event in the Church. The sick who come to Garabandal on the day will be cured. Unbelievers will be converted. There will remain a permanent sign at the pines as a proof of Our Lady's tremendous love for all of her children. The sign that will remain, says Conchita, will be able to be seen, photographed, and televised, but it will not be able to be touched. It will appear clearly that is something not of this world, but of God. Conchita has been granted permission by Our Lady to announce the date of the miracle 8 days in advance. With the present means of communication and travel, 8 days are sufficient for people around the world to gather. Now the great miracle will occur 12 months after the warning had taken place, so we can definitely say that hearts will be on fire for the Lord. So without a doubt, there will be countless people from all over the world who will make their way to Garabandal to witness this miracle. The day of the miracle will be the last opportunity given us by God and may also be Our Lady's last effort to save the world from the punishment already threatened. Before the miracle takes place, Our Lady has said that all mankind will receive a warning from heaven, which is the illumination of conscience. Even Saint Padre Pio himself was informed by Our Lady about the apparitions that were ongoing at the time. On March 3, 1962, the four young visionaries, Conchita, Mari Loli, Jacinta, and Marie Cruz, received an anonymous letter in San Sebastian de Garabandal. The girls had received a letter written in Italian that they did not understand. A professor that was present was asked to have the letters translated, and after having read it, and judging from the way it was written, he speculated that it may have been from the Holy Friar himself, Padre Pio. Having finished the letter, they left it on the kitchen table unfolded. A short time later, Conchita entered into ecstasy and was praying the rosary. She then asked Our Lady if the letter was from Padre Pio, to which the Blessed Mother responded with a yes. The letter, which had arrived to Conchita, without signature or return address, but with Italian postage, said the following: "Dear children, this morning at 9 o'clock, the Blessed Virgin Mary spoke to me about you, dear children, and your vision. She told me to tell you, O blessed girls of San Sebastian de Garabandal, I promise to be with you until the end of time, and you will be with me until the end of the world, and then in the joy heaven. Attached to this letter is a copy of the Holy Rosary of Fatima, which the Blessed Mother ordered me to send you. The Blessed Virgin has dictated this rosary, and she desires it to be made known for the salvation of sinners and to preserve humanity from the worst punishments that the good God is threatening it with. My recommendation is this: pray and encourage others to pray, because the world is on the way to perdition. They do not believe you or our conversations with a white lady, but they will believe when it is too late. Let me know what are your thoughts on this. Our Lady of Garbendal, pray for us.